7:12-27.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Some of us got saved out of some mess. Some of us is going down for the last time, and God stepped right in there and pulled you right out. What makes you think he can't pull you out of this mess? As you have received him, so walk in him. He's still working miracles. He's still right on time. He's still Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Sit Kanu. You name it, that's who God is. He ain't failed yet. He saved me right in time. He been blessing me right on time. Not on my time, on his time. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot finish the work God has begun in us with our own ability. Just like you couldn't save yourself by your own efforts. Amen. You cannot bring about change through your own efforts. You need to put a period at the end of that sentence. I'm telling you, there's some new grace. Come on, I said there's a new grace in town. Get rid of the old grace. Get rid of the old stinking thinking. I'm telling you, it's going to manifest to you. And it's new in this sense. You've been operating under something different. But it's not new because it was the same grace that you received when you got saved. You simply believed God did the work. See, you got to understand that as you believe and as you move, as you just go about your daily life, God's going to set you up. Come on, tell somebody God is setting you up. Come on, say God is setting you up. See, the reason we miss him sometimes, we get out of grace. And we try to do it ourselves. But what we do, we honor God, we seek his kingdom first, and then we go about our business. And you all of a sudden you run into somebody. You wasn't expecting them to see them there. You ain't seen them in a long time. Getting in a conversation, all of a sudden they're talking prophetically to you concerning your future, because God set you up to hear what you heard, to encourage you, to guide you along the path, to let you know I'm with you, I'm in control of this thing. And just like you believed, see, every morning you rise up, you need to get up, amen, and square them shoulders. Don't be all drooped over. Square them shoulders. This is a day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, because God got something for me today. I said God has something for me today. Oh, yes, he does. That's why we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Tell somebody, God's got some bread for you today. See, you couldn't save yourself by your own effort. That's religion. Folks that are bound in religion are not really saved. Religion is man seeking God. Salvation is God seeking man. It's a difference. You could not save yourself by your own effort. Therefore, you cannot bring about change in your life, not lasting change. You might change some things for a little while, but they'll come back. But oh, when you receive the grace, you're not saved by grace and then brought into righteousness by works. Oh, this is so liberating. It's going to free somebody's mind. You are not saved by grace and then brought into righteousness through works. I'll say it one more time. It means so much. You are not saved by grace and then brought into righteousness by works. It don't work like that. Now, here's where I want to get to you, because these are some keys. I'm going to give you some keys here. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 36. When you believed God, he gave you two new things. He gave you a new heart and he gave you a new spirit. When you believed God, that's why a lot of things on the outside didn't change. You know, in the church that I was in when I was saved, everything I had was what you call worldly. I mean, just worldly. That's when platform shoes and, you know, the wild shirts. And some of y'all brothers know what I'm talking about, right? Y'all know. Come on. Don't act like you've been saved all your life. Even if you was messed up too. So, amen. You know, everything I had was worldly. See, nothing on the outside had changed right away. Except that what I was taught, I cared nothing for it anymore. But what changed was my heart, and my spirit changed. Now people would not have known that unless I sat and talked with them. Because, you know, they'll before the change, you know, there may be a curse word sprinkled here and there, you know. Well, I'm being honest with you. Some of y'all cuss too. Some of y'all still cuss. You need deliverance. Cuss and then pray. That's all right. Let the grace. But after I got saved, everybody can't vouch for this, but this happened to me. When I got saved, God took that. 37 years, going on 38 years. Why? He took it out. New heart. New spirit. Now, there may be things. Now understand, that with this grace, like I said, when things attach onto you right away. See, I was taught early. I was scared. If cussing was in me, I was scared. To even if it was, but it wasn't. The word that was coming at us burned it out. Because you was just a step from hell. Every day. You could feel the fire.
Lord, I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah. It'd be services. You after service, you leave, ask God, Lord, am I saved? Did you really save me? Or would you save me? But things change. In Ezekiel 36, so when we got saved, when we believed God, he gave us a new heart and a new spirit. Important for us to know that. In Ezekiel 36 and verse 26, the Lord says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Okay? Your spirit was not only made new, but also made righteous, perfect, and complete. When you were saved, your spirit was made righteous, perfect, and complete. I'll say it again. When you were saved, not when you did some stuff, not when you learned some scripture, when you were saved, when you didn't know Genesis from Revelation, you didn't know John 3:16, when you were saved, when you believed, and God changed you, your spirit was made righteous, perfect, and complete. Tell someone next to you, I want it to come out your mouth. Tell me, your spirit is righteous, is perfect, and complete. Look the other side. Tell me, your spirit is righteous, is perfect, and is complete. Nothing you need to do to become righteous. Nothing you need to do to become complete. Nothing you need to do to try to perfect yourself. Your spirit when you were saved. Oh, I tell you, this is liberating. I said, when you were saved, your spirit became righteous. You didn't become righteous when you started acting good. Quiet in this Presbyterian church. I said, you didn't become righteous when you started acting, when your behavior started to align itself. You became righteous the moment you believed and he saved you. You became the righteousness of God. You became perfect. You became complete in your spirit, man. Nobody can add to that. No one can take away from that. No matter how people talk about you, no matter how people try to hurt you, no matter what people do to you, they cannot take away. You are the righteousness of God. You are perfect in him. You are complete in him right now. I don't have to wait till I feel or when I do something spectacular or noticeable, or when I give a certain amount, or when the blessings start to manifest. That had nothing to do with anything. When you were saved, the moment you believed, my God, my God. I said, the moment you believed, you became righteous. You became perfect. You became complete. And I want to tell you something, to some that may not know, it hadn't changed. I said it hasn't changed. I don't care if you've been saved 80 years, 100 years, from the time you believed. You see, because that work, no one has a hand in it except Jesus. That's why he said it is finished. Come on, tell somebody, I'm sealed with the Holy Ghost. The devil didn't give it to me, he can't take it from me. The world didn't give it, they can't take it from me. You didn't give it, you can't take it from me. Hallelujah. I'm righteous, I'm perfect, I'm complete.
We are continuing a part four of Mega Grace, the grace to change. The condition of your heart will determine what comes out of your heart by way of our spirit. Our heart speaks of what we really are. The heart is the place where who we are in our spirit and who we are in our soul come together. We have the grace to change and not remain in a state of defeat. Our spirit man can be changed only by God. However, our hearts can be changed by our thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. Whatever we think and do will affect our heart. It plays a vital role in how we behave. We must guard our heart, keep it pure. Do not waver or be double-minded, for this causes defeat. Allow your spirit to dictate through righteousness the events and manifestation of your prosperity in your soul, mind, and body. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.